Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this is a pro-gritty show whenever you get me, Vince Quinn, on the air. Which, oh, by the way, my time is moving. You've been used to me on Thursday nights. I'm going to be doing Friday nights starting next week. So every Friday night, 10 to 2, you will be hearing me. And you will be hearing a pro-gritty show. Gritty is the best mascot in the city. I have no apologies for that. And joining me is somebody that will be with Big Daddy Graham and also is on the Gritty train, Bill Matz. Bill, you told me something really fascinating about how Gritty, like, not only is he a local sensation, not only is he a national sensation, he is an international sensation already. So take me through it.
I'm on Twitter the other night. It's Tuesday, the day after it gets announced and everything, and he makes his debut. I get a DM on Twitter from a woman who is on the air for CBC Radio, like their public radio up there. She does a Saturday magazine style show, and she's putting together like a 15-20 minute piece about it.
Oh my God.
And like, this is going to be half
of
her
time.
Show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like talking to all these, she's interviews me. We do like a 10-minute interview and just all about how crazy and ridiculous it is. And that piece you read earlier about how it just is kind of holding up a mirror to us is what I said. Yeah. Everyone thinks of us this way. We are the Broad Street Bullies. We are the jail cell in the vet. Like, that's who we are. And this guy looks like, you know, Delco fanatic.
He does. As a Delco native, I can tell you that there are three people that I grew up with that look exactly like Gritty.
Oh, yeah, man. Everyone I know from Egg Harbor Township looks exactly like Gritty. And it's real. It's who, and it's been so much fun. And this thing's a sensation. Like the game tonight, the first two periods for the Flyers were a disaster. But the only thing anyone on Twitter is talking about is how the hell do they not have any Gritty gear in the shop yet?
Yeah,
they got it like halfway through some kids stuff, but there's going to be Gritty gear for opening night. When they're finally home again, there will be Gritty gear. Everyone can relax.
And it's going to sell. It's going to sell big time.
Oh, I'm getting a Gritty jersey.
I'm getting,
absolutely.
Yeah, I could get a Gritty jersey. Are you kidding me? He's amazing.
He's already my favorite Flyer.
Yeah, and he should be because, like, here's what I love about him is that he, like, and it's great to compare him to the Fanatic because I've said now that I like him more than the Fanatic because, like, the Fanatic is everything that a traditional team would want. Oh, Big Daddy, you don't get it. You don't get it. Here, let's get the Fanatic apologist in here.
Forget.
We're sorry that the Fanatic isn't so hip and interesting and fun.
Did you ever hear of the words body of work? Do you believe that somebody develops a body of work? Now, what is Gritty's body of work so far? About 4 days?
I don't even know if it's four days, but it doesn't matter.
And what is the Fanatic's body of work? About 40 years?
Yeah.
Call me. I'll give you 5 years, okay? Give me 5 years, and we'll see if Gritty's run out of moves. Because the Fanatic is still out there entertaining people. I was at a wedding just a couple of months ago that he showed up at, and you would have thought, oh, my God, you know, that Michael Jackson got out of the grave and and showed up at this wedding, the place went so nuts. Now, I agree with you that if Gritty shows up at a wedding over the weekend, and believe me, there's probably people already calling the Flyers.
Oh, yeah.
About personal appearance.
I've been on the phone.
there's people already calling him at Gritty, and it would cause, well, not, no, see, there you go. It wouldn't cause nowhere near the fuss. Nowhere near, because there'd be a boatload of people at that wedding who have no stinking idea who he is.
Well, they don't, but just because they don't know who he is doesn't mean that he's not better. Because all the things, no, popularity and being better are two different things.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift sells a bunch of albums, but her songs suck. I know 10 bands that no one's ever heard of that are way better.
No, but that's an opinion. That's just an opinion. It's not an opinion.
And favoring the Fanatic is an opinion.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is an opinion.
No,
that's we're arguing opinions.
No, we're not arguing an opinion.
Yes,
the three words I chose were what? carefully chose those three words. What were they?
Oh, body of work.
But that's not an opinion.
No, but it's the foundation of your opinion why the Fanatic is better. And my foundation is three words of I don't care.
How can you not care about a body of work?
Because what I'm looking for in a mascot.
Let me break this down then. All right.
Yeah.
Let's say Bill Match gets pressed into play and has to play center for the Sixers for 10 games.
Yeah, he'd do
well.
And he
has these unbelievable 10 games, and you'll be ready to say he's better than Wilt Chamberlain at center. And you can't because Wilt Chamberlain had again, that would just be an opinion. You could say, oh, no, I actually think Matz is better. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. But there's a body of work.
Well, I could say that within those 10 games, he played better than Wilt Chamberlain ever did, which could be possible.
So you're going to say, Gritty, that the Fanatic never had 3 days as great as this.
Probably not.
The Fanatic is a mascot of a team that is the national pastime. It's baseball.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the Fanatic.
Correct.
Gritty is a hockey mascot.
Yeah.
Nobody on this planet, except for me and three of my friends, watch hockey.
Yeah.
And this guy is everywhere. It's the only thing on social media.
I love
Good Morning America, Fallon, biggest trending Google
Gritty.
Story.
I love Gritty. All I'm asking is check back in with me in 30 years.
30 years?
Well, that's how long the Fanatic
it won't
has been
take
entertaining
that long.
Philadelphia.
It won't take that long.
All right, so give me a time.
Honestly, I would say by the end of the Flyers season, it's going to be clear that it is not a trend. This thing's here to stay, and he's a big, big part of the
city. And a big reason of it is social media presence.
Yes.
You have no contact with the Fanatic outside of Phillies games.
None.
Bailey with the LA Kings, their Lion mascot, is one of the biggest things in hockey because of social media presence. Gritty already more Twitter followers.
It's like a big deal. Yeah.
I can't believe that this is worthy of the Senate, judicial committee hearings. We need to get the Fanatic and Gritty and get Republicans and Democrats behind this thing here.
Oh, yeah, he could unite them.
It was like when Kurt Cobain died and the guy who used to be the spokesperson for MTV got on my last nerve. I can't remember who he was now.
Kurt Loder?
Yeah, Kurt Loder. I guess he dug Kurt Cobain so much because of the same first name. Kurt Loder came on and said that the John Lennon of our generation has passed away. And I'm going, wow, okay. Devon has got two really great records and, an unplugged. Lennon's got like 13 with the Beatles and endless amounts of solo recordings. You can't even compare the two because of body of work.
Well, you're saying almost
your
greater.
Band, Green Day.
You're saying
has a phenomenal body
better.
Of work. Huh?
Like, greater because they have a longer career and more accolades is one thing. But to be just at right now in what you're looking for in a modern mascot, everyone's going to look at Gritty and say, this is the thing that we've been missing. Like, this is a game-changing mascot.
Listen,
he is.
Mike Tyson's amazing. If he fought Brock Lesnar would bite his ear off and his whole head.
Stop.
Like, it's
talking about at one time the baddest man on the planet
at
Earth
one
ever.
Time. Body yeah. of work.
That's the
sure.
thing. Yeah, it Brock, changes.
Brock knows who's winning and
if
losing
Joe
before he steps
got
in.
On the football field right now, he would die. Like,
well,
that's
yeah,
just what happens.
But the Fanatic doesn't. He's still entertaining people by the score.
He's still entertaining,
still.
And that's great. I'm
he's
not
entertaining
saying he's
dozens
bad.
And dozens. Right.
Like, the Fanatic
dozens.
Is the Fanatic's wow. popular. Well, yeah, right now. I mean, yeah. Who's showing up to that Brave series? Like, there's going to be six people at the gate. It's going to be horrible.
Jake Arrieta shows
Gritty.
Up. I'll be surprised.
I really love the whole Gritty story. I think it's fantastic. But don't use it as a means to diss a legend.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason.
He's better.
Well, here's my question. You can't love Gritty without even bringing the Fanatic up? Why do you have to bring the Fanatic up?
Because I think it's a good discussion.
Because we live in a city. We live in a city where there is an elite standard for mascots, which is not true
yeah.
anywhere else.
Yeah, the
correct.
Fanatic
I
is
was
the
on,
big standard.
On your show last week, I said we should replace Rocky statue in front of the art museum with the Fanatic.
Okay.
We should replace
That's
William,
a great debate.
We should replace William Penn on top of City Hall with the
which
Fanatic.
Which I agree. I
am now pledging allegiance to Gritty.
What has Billy Penn ever done anyway? Billy Penn.
Yeah.
I can't find my phone, but I actually, now I'm going to praise you. And you should be
this, okay. This
you
is good.
Be a Nobel laureate writer, whatever.
Damn
those
right.
Words are. You called the Phillies a cesspool of sadness and misery.
Yes.
And
yes,
I did.
Wow,
that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. A cesspool of sadness and coming to a theater near you.
Yes.
It was.
I've just been feeling it tonight, you know. I got wired up. The words are flowing out.
I want that in print for loss to 20,000. When they get the 20,000 losses, just a cesspool of sadness and misery.
And misery. Vince Quinn.
Yeah.
You know what?
I am a cesspool of sadness and misery as well.
Because there's no more movie ads in newspapers anymore. It used to be a big thing where they'd have an ad for a movie with quotes.
Yeah.
From writers, you know. Best movie of the year, Peter Travers, Rolling Stone, or whatever. You know, there's no more ads for movies and newspapers anymore. My brother once wrote, like, a whole list of them. This cesspool comment made me think of it. My brother had stuff like, really enjoyed a lot of it. You know, stuff. From what I saw, it seemed pretty good. Anyway, let me go.
Well,
gritty.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
call me.
Newspapers, new newspapers, great body of work. Are they better than blogs? No.
No, it's over.
Okay, whatever. But that's apples and oranges compared.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying he's an absolute legend.
Oh,
the
sure.
Fanatic is. And for you to destroy him and call him a bum and a loser and an overrated jerk is way out of line, Mr. Quinn.
It's about time.
You're out of order.
It's about time someone put the Fanatic in his place.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was thinking of starting to pay you guys to come on my show. That's done now.
Yeah, that wasn't happening anyway, so I'll take that hit. Well, that's Big Daddy Graham and Bill Matz. They'll be coming up next. One of them has a good opinion on the mascots in this city, and the other is Big Daddy Graham.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.